And we're back for week two of the Sports Betting Rundown, week three of the NFL season. And this episode is a classic. Five picks from me, the usual. And I just want to take a second to acknowledge last episode. I do appreciate the support. It was the first episode in nearly a year, and it got 100 listens very fast. I wasn't expecting much because I did release it on a Saturday, but really, you guys are great, surpassed my expectations. So, as promised, I'm recording this Thursday to get it out a little bit earlier. So, let's get right into it. For my first pick, we're taking it to DC, and it's the Commanders taking on the Buffalo Bills. And what I like here is the over. Right now, it's sitting at 42.5, which is very low. And I don't really think it makes sense. The Commanders, while yes, it's Sam Howell, they've been playing decent as of late. They put up 35 against Denver, who does have a good defense. And the Bills just put up 38 against Vegas. So, yeah, the Commanders' defense and the Bills' defense are above average. I think they'll be able to score enough to cover the 42.5 and go over. For my second pick, we're taking another over, and this time it's in the Houston-Jacksonville game. And I like the Houston team total of over 16.5. Currently, it's the lowest on the slate besides the Jets and Patriots game. And yeah, I do like it. Sure, I believe Jacksonville is going to win the game, and I do believe there's a good chance they cover the 8.5. But 16.5 for a team total is very low. CJ Stroud, I'm not a huge fan of CJ Stroud, but even I, a Wolverine, has to admit that he's played decent at the gate. Last game against Indy, he completed 30 passes, nearly 400 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. The only problem is this offensive line is terrible. He's taken 11 sacks the first two games, so that can't continue. But they had the offense going. Nico Collins over 100 yards. Tank Dell had a great game. And while I don't think they're a good team, this is a short number. And don't even sweat it, because there's a great chance. This is a little backdoor cover. They want CJ Stroud to get reps. They're going to compete. They're going to go for the end zone all game. They want to score. So 16.5 over. For my third pick, we're going to go to the Cleveland Browns taking on the Tennessee Titans. And I do like the Titans here. They're plus 3.5 right now, which I think is an especially huge number, considering that I think it's going to be a very low scoring game in Cleveland. As we know, it's been well documented. Nick Chubb is out. And Nick Chubb was Cleveland's bread and butter, their run-first team. And I still believe, or at least before the injury just now, he was my RB1 in the entire NFL. So this is a huge blow for the Cleveland Browns. And at the quarterback, Deshaun Watson has not been playing well. He's inaccurate. He's throwing picks. He doesn't look like himself, which I'm happy about, but it sucks if you're a Cleveland Browns fan. And on the flip side, the Titans, I don't think they're great this year, but their style of physical football, of running it, of short passes, really is effective in keeping games close. Tennessee's games are always close. Week one, they lost by 1. Week two, they won by 3. And in week 3, I think they win or they lose by less than 4. So Titans plus 3.5. So for pick 4, we're going to start our player props here. And this is going to be probably my favorite pick on the slate. And it's Josh Reynolds for the Lions over 3.5 receptions. And right now it's great value. It's plus 125, which really I don't understand. He was limited in practice today, Thursday. But he's going to be heavily involved in this offense. 4 receptions, first game, 5 receptions, the last game. And everyone's forgetting Amon-Ra St. Brown is banged up. So whatever Josh Reynolds is dealing with, limited at today's practice, Amon-Ra St. Brown is dealing with even more than Josh Reynolds. Apparently, Amon-Ra is going to be playing with a steel plate in his shoe. Something very serious. So we have to remember here, the Lions do not have wide receiver depth. Jameson Williams out for gambling. And they really do. It's a two-man show. It's Amon-Ra and it's Josh Reynolds. We saw what Marvin Jones looked like in game one. And he was so bad, they didn't even play him against Seattle. So 3.5 is a very low number. And if he's healthy, if he's not seriously hurt, which I don't believe he is, he was not hurt in the game against Seattle. And there's no really reports coming out of practice. He's just been limited throughout the week. So Josh Reynolds over 3.5 catches. And for my fifth and final pick, we're going to take it to the Seattle game. They're taking on the Panthers, and we're going with K-9, the dog, Kenneth Walker III, anytime touchdown. Right now it sits at -105, and if you watch the Lions-Seattle game last week, Kenneth Walker was getting all the goal line work, and this is true because you can see his stat line is very deceptive, 17 carries, 43 yards. 2.5 yards a carry. You'd figure he had a shitty game, but no, he had 2 touchdowns. And if you were watching, he was running all over the place. He was evading tackles. He actually played really well. And you wouldn't even think of the Detroit rush defense like that, but they were on him apparently. But the moral of the story is he's getting all the goal line carries. And I think there's going to be ample opportunity for him to score against this Carolina Panthers defense. That's not that great. So K-9, -105. So that's it. 5 more picks from me for week 3 of the NFL season, week 2 of the sports betting rundown. That's a nice and quick episode for you guys. Should be about 8.5 minutes. So really quick, really digestible. Luckily, we're still plus units on the year. A little down last episode, but it's balanced by a winning week 1. So we're still profitable on the year. Looking to continue that trend into week 3. As always, follow me on Twitter at JSportsBetting1. Rate 5 stars, subscribe, follow, review. Do it all. I love to see it. Love the support. And yeah, 5 picks. Hopefully they're good. And as always, let's make some money.